Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Aheus Seaboard, and we are to talk today about my thoughts on attraction, as well as some others that may share the same experience. Don't forget to phone in. The guest calling number is 347-850-1070. I'm going to say it again, 347-850-1070. Now let's get right into it. Fatal attraction. Just attraction in general, really. I mean, the process of fatal attraction explains how we initially attractive can actually use your relationship to fail. Fatal attraction occurs when specific behavior in a feature that you drew up of another person is the same behavior feature that causes the two of you to break up. I want to start off with an example. Right now, I'm in a happy relationship and everything's going well, and it's actually because of this. Previously, through my other relationships, I have tended to kind of look for things that I feel like would benefit me. But at the end of the day, though, they were so similar to what I needed and who I was, I feel like it'd be a terrible idea to date myself because there really is no balance in anything like that. So to get back into it, not to say any names or anything like that, but with my ex, it was a good relationship at first. We were on and off for a while, but everything kind of settled out. But it was a good relationship. There was a lot of positive moments, but I feel like the negative actually overseed the positive, though. For example, there was a lack of trust, really, and I feel like it wasn't because of, like, unfaithfulness at all, but it was because just the connection of each other. We kind of really cared for each other in a passion, but it just wasn't eye to eye, and there really wasn't a connection of, like, really who could do what, who can do this, and it was kind of really struck right there. So there was really no, like, passion. It was more of just kind of a living in a relationship of fear. We still had feelings for each other and everything like that, and she's still an amazing person, but there was no spontaneous anymore. There was no actual excitement and fun the second you actually put a label on it. So the truth of the matter, the law of attraction is not new. It's been around forever, basically. And it's could be described as one of those powerful forces in the universe. Love is attention, and love is considered like the most powerful force to me. And the power of love can not just in people, but overall can really determine what you can do. And when you start putting labels on things, I think that people start getting misrepresented of what you could do in life. Another example I've seen is like the power and motivation to be successful, the love to be successful, the love to be driven and really be focused on something. And I see that that's kind of me right now. I feel like I'm very motivated in life to be successful in any ways possible because I love success and I love being around positivity and influence and people that are driven and want to just go out in the world and just do everything they can to be what they want to be. And they would literally put everything on the line to get that success, to be driven, to be the entrepreneur. So not to get into too much detail about that, but like it was a good thing. Like, you don't want to put a label on it, but that's one label you can put on just for love. And like the law of attraction. To go back to my own relationship, my new girlfriend, the reason I think we work out for each other is because we come from different backgrounds and literally everything we do is complete opposites of each other. Like, she lets me have my sense of, like, me time, my own time, and then at the end of the day, like, it just was a good balance of everything. Like, there is no, there's never a day where I'm just like, oh, like today is going to be the same as yesterday. Today is going to be another day like that. She just has the spontaneous energy about her, and it's just amazing. And it's just something that I haven't seen, or I haven't seen consistently. I've been with her for a year now, and it feels like time flies, and I feel like we've done so many things together, and it's just an amazing thing. So, you know, you can call in right now, and once again, the number is 347-850-1070, 347-850-1070. Call in. Let me know about maybe one of your personal experiences or something else you've happened to. What is your passion? What is your love? What are you attracted to? What are you trying to find in the world? Like, what makes you so passionate about something that you love it and you just want to do it? Does that have to be a person? It could be an activity or a passionate of yours, a hobby, or like what tells you that? Like, please let me know. Please call in. So back to being spontaneous and unpredictable. People are drawn together because of this. The same behavior is predictability, you know? Like, I feel like predictability in my life is boring. I don't know. I don't want to wake up and might be kind of crazy and selfish, but I don't want to wake up and have like a 9-to-5 job every single day. Wake up, feed the kids, say bye to the wife, come home and do it every single day of my life. I can't live like that. That's not my love. That's not my passion. Doesn't make me happy. It's just not me. And I mean, some people can do that. My mom does that, and she's as happy as she can be, you know. But I just don't see the same thing like that. One, as I was looking through earlier today about this, I saw a really cool study, and it was a study from Femli. Sorry if I'm pronouncing your name wrong. She studied 301 individuals, finding that 81 of them could explain a breakup via a fatal attraction. And the three common fatal attraction patterns was they were fun in the beginning and real funny and real with it, and like kind of like the joke kind of relationship where it was just always something. But at the end of the day, though, the fun became too foolish, and over time it was kind of humiliating. It was like lack of maturity, and they just grew apart because of it. And even at the beginning, it was so good. It just grew old, and I feel like that was kind of like a similar situation to myself. Like, not really fun to foolish, but just so good, and then it became just repetitive, and that was the thing. The second common pattern that she talked about was strong to diminishing. It was basically having an opinion, confident person, but at the end of the day, though, those views became too forceful and too authoritarian. And this relates directly to me in my last relationship for sure. It was more of like, oh, you can do this, hang out with the guys, go this, have fun, da 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 da. So like, why are you doing this late at night? Why are you doing this? Like, I'm just trying to live my life, you know. I'm just trying to be the same person I was before. So I just feel like I really got caught up into that whole really like that forceful, authoritarian kind of girlfriend. And for me, that was not cool for me. The third thing was spontaneous to unpredictable, and this is one I actually can say some things about this for real, because being spontaneous in a relationship is important, but you cannot just live every single day going like unplanned. Like, you can have the kind of schedule, you can have that, but you cannot go wake up every single morning like, what am I gonna do today? There really is no ground for that. And for a person like me, I like kind of an order. I like kind of a way of life. I'm not saying everything has to be the same every single day, but like, I kind of like to know what I'm in control of. And when I start losing control, I feel like I'm not in touch with myself. And I feel like I'm in a spiral, and I have to get myself out of there. And it's lost of time and lost of ways. And I'm just not growing as a person. So from spontaneous to unpredictable, that is when a lot of like the fun behavior over time kind of gets like worrying. I feel like a lot of relationships nowadays, if you want to call in and say this, but I mean, I feel like a lot of relationships nowadays, they're really run on this. And I feel like spontaneous, unpredictable, those are two strong words that, like, especially for a millennial like me, we don't fall into the same category. We always want something else, but at the end of the day, though, like, we can't keep on track of what's going on. I feel like we live in such a fast-paced world, and us as human beings can't actually develop that way. I think we need to slow it down as a race, actually, and not just jump around to so many different topics. So many things are happening in the world, and it's going to be broad like that, but you got to, for me, you have to settle down and really take your time and look at the whole thing like that. So, I mean, it's everyone's different, of course, but these are just my personal things like that. But we're just faced with a lot of like uncertainty in the world. So those are my thoughts on that. But back to the law of attraction, like it's based on the law of love, you know? It's work that's sustaining influences in your whole life, and spend a bulk of your life giving some sort of attraction to something. You never have an intimate relationship with your own free will. You're never able to like love who you want to love and be able to learn from others, so you can hopefully end up one day with a positive person. You know, like you just really need to go out there and. Even though people say like mistakes suck or anything like that, mistakes do suck, but you learn from your mistakes. You go out and try to make that positive impact in the world after all, you know? So those are my thoughts on attraction, really. Like I feel like the law of attraction and fatal attraction are two big things that people misrepresent and people take advantage of. And I think people need to actually sit down and kind of go over everything and do some research on maybe why your ex didn't work out. Maybe was it you? Was it her? Was it both you guys? Was it mutual? Maybe next time when you're looking for a partner or anything like that, you will kind of like see a balance or be more creative, or not creative really, but like more have more insight on what you're doing, you know, before you jump into things too early. Maybe things can go wrong like that. Maybe things could go right. You never know. But I mean, you have to take chances. You have to go out there and just do everything you can just to be smart, though. Be safe and be smart. That's the most important two things right there. From myself, just to wrap it up, but heartbreak is a terrible thing. And if you learn from your mistakes, you can definitely avoid heartbreak. So, peace and love to all of you. And I hope everything goes well. And I hope everyone has a great night. Bless.